I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we are happy to welcome to our studios Super D and the Double Chucks, and they are a band that I don't think you guys have played for quite some time, have you?
Been about 12, 15 years, I suppose.
Wow. Yeah. And that's Barry Percola there, and of course Darren Wallace on bass, and we have Chuck Juntinen on drums here. So we'll find out more about why you guys decided to get back together or to do this. I don't think this is a permanent thing, but do this show. You guys have a show coming up Friday night at Beaner Central in Duluth, and you are highlighting your Hot Rod songs, not just for Super D and the Double Chucks, but Barry from your other bands, the Hoot Owls and the Fractals. Right?
That's right.
This whole big extravaganza. All right, well, let's hear a tune, and then we'll come back and find out all about it.
Here's one by the Double Chucks. This is called Car Farmer. I got a bumper crop a-poppin' up in my backyard, full of Chevrolets and Cabriolets and every kind of car. Well, my neighbors say we're tired of your little museum, so I paint them blaze orange, that way everyone can see them. I can hear them holler like my mother-in-law, clean up your yard, help me sing it, Chuck. My neighbors say I'm crazy going out of my mind, but I just think they're jealous of my little gold mine. The city says we're gonna call the EPA today. We're gonna make you tow 'em, we're gonna make you pay. I can hear them hollering like a junkyard dog, clean up your yard, you. And your white marble phones. Give me rusty rims and snow tire mounts. I'm a different kind of varmint, but I drive a hard bargain. I'm a different kind of varmint. I'm a car farmer. Well, it started with my mama's car in 72. I put her up them logs with an engine blue.
Super D and the Double Chucks live from Studio A, and one from that new collection called Super Rally Case, and really nice artwork. Looks kind of like a Hot Wheels car case.
That's
like from
exactly
back in the day. Well, I may have heard from Darren earlier what exactly it was supposed
Every
to be.
Every kid in the late 60s, early 70s carried their cars, whether they were Matchbox, Johnny Lightning, or the prestigious Hot Wheels, in a circular car case that looks like a tire called the Rally Case. And I thought, since there are 24 songs in this collection of car songs, and there's 24 slots in that car case, I might as well design the CD around that. So that's why it is.
Nice. Well, and this is really fun because, you know, you guys play, you and Darren are in the Fractals as well, and the Fractals still play pretty regularly around town. But when I go to see you, it's mostly covers.
Right.
And so that you're doing, I loved that you are doing a release for a bunch of your originals. I think that's pretty cool because you guys do some really great originals as
Thank you. Well, it's a good way to get them all in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody likes rockabilly or country, but everybody likes the car songs, so we put them all together.
Nice. Well, let's talk about Super D and the Double Chucks and how they came to be. So you and Darren met each other and found out you had a car fetish. I don't know if you want to call it fetish, but you both were car enthusiasts.
Our families are in the car hobby. Yeah,
it's all about cars.
Yeah,
He's real about cars and tractors for years with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my dad worked on cars and built cars. My dad had one of the first hot rods in town in about 53 or 54. So that was a good place to get to know each other. But being in the cars didn't mean we were very good at playing regular rock and roll music, so we had to find a different thing to play.
Oh, okay. So you wanted to play what instead?
Well, Darren has got some history in country music, and I grew up with cowboy songs like Gene Autry and Roy Rogers and stuff because my dad liked that. But Chuck actually has country musicians in his blood, in his family. His grandparents were notable country musicians throughout the Northland for years, and their names were, speak up.
Laurie Joe and Roy Anderson.
That's right.
Laurie Joe and Roy Anderson. Well, that's cool.
Really good yodelers.
Yeah. Nice.
The Grand Ole Opry when it was in town.
Oh, okay. Grand Ole Opry when it was in town.
Open for everybody that came to the Armory, that's for sure.
Wow. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So some history right here in our studios. So you two started playing. So you really had kind of a country bent when you started playing.
But older country.
Yeah.
Yeah. We weren't going to be doing, you know, a Grateful Dead cover of a Haggard song, you know. It was more like some Johnny Cash, Hank Thompson, Ernest Tubb, and Red Foley were really big in what I was interested anyways, and Darren fell right into it. Of course, Chuck knew how to play that. He was probably the only person in town that could play like that.
So how did Chuck come along?
Just sitting in a jam session at the North Shore, and he was in a pretty good progressive metal band. They were called Seizure at the time.
I think I remember that, yeah.
But he sat in. He was the only drummer that could go from 2-4 country to, you know, eat beach, the bar, a country swing thing, and it was just natural for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the reason we're able to get back together, because he's the only one that really remembers how the songs go.
And he is the least rehearsed of all of you, but you said, of the two, you and Darren have been rehearsing, but you said, well, Chuck has a great memory. He's going to remember everything.
He's a natural drummer. Yeah, he would make anybody else jealous, probably. So,
well, it's great that we're getting Chuck out and about again to play, because I haven't seen your face out much in the last couple of years, Chuck. You've been hiding? Okay. So when you started, you did have kind of a country thing going, and not only in the music, but also in the outfits. Darren, you're a very talented you can't, you're not a seamstress. What's the male equivalent?
Seamstress.
So you put together some pretty fantastic outfits for the band.
Yeah, I used to make country western outfits out of silky, shiny material and odds and ends, and try to have like a Grand Ole Opry meets something bizarre and a bad experience happened. Fun outfits.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and you still do a lot of costumes for local bands. You did something for Bridget's. The last homegrown Bridget of, I'm forgetting the name of the band now, but
Bridget's Cadillac.
Yes, yep. Thank you. You did an outfit for her. You sewn some stuff for the Fractal. So you still, and you do car upholstery.
Oh yeah.
So you still got that car thing going.
As long as it's sparkle vinyl, it's cool.
Yeah. All right. So you were kind of, you know, country leaning in a lot of ways, but as people could hear from that song that you just played, Car Farmer, which is very funny, by the way. More influences in there as well.
Yeah, local pre-Beatles bands, you know, the Fendermen from Wisconsin, the Trashmen from the Twin Cities were big on our list. I grew up on the Ventures, so we were more into doing a driving guitar thing than we were going to do a hard rock thing. And if we were going to do country, it was going to be 8-beat to the bar instead of so We basically used our deficiencies as an asset.
Well, and so you had Super D and the Double Checks for a while, and then you went on to the Hoot Owls, which I think you and Chuck were in, but not Darren, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that was for a while, and then to the Fractals, which you and Darren are in, but not Chuck. So.
No, he's a Fraternal Order of Fractals member.
Oh, okay, okay.
He's got a Fractal shirt.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
As well are many people in the Northland, including Tony Tracy, who works at the Douglas County Historical Society. Mm-hmm. He plays in the Fractals.
And he's a country guy.
He's an excellent country songwriter, singer.
So when he's around the Fractals, you know, and the thing about the Fractals is you guys are so versatile. And it kind of depends on who's in the band, like, you know, Jimmy, who works upstairs here, Jimmy Cooper.
Yep, Jimmy's
when he's there,
instructor here,
you have a certain feel, and then occasionally he can't be there, so when Tony's there, it's a little more country.
It's kind of like a bowling league. We never say, hey, wait, we'll get back to you and we can get a band together. We just say, book us, and then we try to figure out what Fractal's going to be there. So
what the band is going to be.
Yeah, it's easier that way.
A bowling league with an audience.
Yep.
Cool. So, I don't remember where I was going with that question. But so you've morphed along the way. But the thing that has stayed consistent is you always do car songs, apparently.
Yeah, it's in our blood. And it's a legitimate car genre. There was a public radio program in this Twin Cities on KFAI. It was called, not Smash Up Derby, Radio Rumpus Room. Mm-hmm. And they used to play our songs on there a lot with a lot of other car songs. And I thought, heck, you know, it's a legitimate genre of its own. And we had a gig at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds this year for MSRA, Minnesota Street Rod Association. So it was a good time to bring it all together, mm-hmm. I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. So you guys being car guys, do you have, your favorite cars back home in your own, in your yard?
And, yep, my cars are in the backyard.
He's farming right now.
What kind of cars are you guys, do you have a particular kinds of cars that you're into?
Yeah, I got old iron. I got a 52 Plymouth, and then I got a 69 Pontiac convertible.
Mm-hmm. I've got a 40 Mercury coupe that my dad made, and a 65 Chev Suburban, and a 67 AMC Ambassador.
Green Machine.
That's the little green machine that's on the first song. And Chuck now has a 67 Chev or GMC truck.
It's a 69 C10 Chevy.
Yeah,
69,
and it's perfect. It's
C10
really nice.
Chevy. Okay.
So he's in the fold now, too.
So you're all car farmers together.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, the yard's full.
Well, we have, let's hear another tune. What do you guys want to do next?
This is another Double Chuck song. It's a foray into science fiction, and it's called The Unexplained. And in the middle of it, we're going to do a little surf medley, kind of a tribute to some other bands. One, two, one, two, three. It came out of the sky one night. Filled my cows and pigs with an awful fright. I seen that green thing hovering over my barn. I knew those little fellas didn't mean me nothing but harm. Oh, the unexplained came out of the sky. I don't know why they stole my brain. All of a sudden lights danced on the wall. And then my dog let out an awful howl. I heard him bust a window, they tried to come inside. So I ran in the closet and I tried to hide. The unexplained came out of the sky. The unexplained, I don't know. the Banshees.
Super D and the Double Chucks live from Studio A, and a little medley, and that was Green Machine also, right? Oh, no, Green Machine. No, which tune was that?
The original? Double Chucks song called The Unexplained.
The Unexplained, that's right.
That'll be in performance only, Friday, 7 o'clock, Beaners.
Oh, is that one even on the album?
No, it's not. That's just an example of how we try to cram as many songs into one before they turn
nice.
The sound off or the lights off.
Got
they used
it.
To do that a lot to us. So.
Well, you guys used to play a lot of interesting places, I hear. Tell me about some of the places that Super D used to play.
From the sawdust joints to the arena, you name it, you know. We used to play a lot at a place called Lost Tavern in Scanlon. That's where we did a lot of country. We'd play Moose, VFW, Eagles clubs throughout the area because we could do enough old country not to scare away the old people.
Mm-hmm. Even stages with chicken wire.
Yeah, we were on stages with Chicken Wire. We opened for Dick Dale one time. That was really cool. Got to meet him and design the guitar. He liked us.
Where was that?
At the Tap Room back
in
the day.
Oh, I think I was there. I think I was at that show now that you mention it.
We did that Buddy Holly tour.
They hated us because we were not very purist. But, however, at the car show, they loved us.
Right.
Yeah, we played the World of Wheels, which is now the Motorhead Madness show. But that was a feather in our cap as far as we were concerned.
Oh, Gary Allen.
Yeah, we opened for some big acts, but, you know.
Oh, Blackhawks, yeah.
Yeah. We were told that they didn't know if we were any good, but we were the most ridiculous band they'd ever seen.
And so did you tone it down a little for those kind of big country shows and, you know, be a little more country?
Sometimes. And, mm-hmm. You know, we could always, it's a fine line between, doing mulch shop oldies and doing traditional country or rockabilly songs, but we kind of found a niche there somewhere.
I want to hear about the chicken wire places or place.
Oh, yeah, it was very much like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you saw in the Blues Brothers.
Okay.
Before
where was
Sunset
it?
Lounge was the nice eating establishment it is now. Mm-hmm. It was more just kind of a retired supper club, and they had a wooden railing and they had wire there. And
Brookston.
They would come, I used to call it windmilling when. People would want to do a request and they'd be holding onto the drink, but then they'd spin and then they'd come into you. But luckily, then the rail would stop them. So it really wasn't to protect us from acts of aggression, just clumsy drinkers.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Nobody was throwing bottles at you.
All the years that we did it, I never had anybody hostile. People were always nice. They either thought we were really funny or we were trying hard.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, so just out of curiosity, so, you know, this collection collects three different projects, and the Fractals are still going. So what? Why did you decide, hey, let's do a Super D and the Double Chuck show?
Well, with this big show coming up in the cities, we tried to record, and the Fractals didn't have enough stuff, and I said, well, let's get Chuck in the mix and see if he can remember. He remembered everything. So we started to record Unfinished Business of the Double Chucks. So there's some new Double Chucks on this collection, and they were all car songs, so I said, let's pull the Hoot Owls and the Fractals car songs. Even one of Jimmy Cooper's compositions, Fender Bender, is on there. So that's kind of how it happened. Went into the recording studio, and that when we found out the Chucks could do it again, they said, let's do car songs. So.
Oh, yeah, so let's explain the name Super D and the Double Chucks. Darren is Super D, right? That makes sense. We have Chuck on drums, but you're also Chuck. How did that happen?
This is my nickname because when I tried to play country in a real country band, I couldn't play a country lead. I could just play Chuck Berry.
Oh.
And they didn't like the name Berry very much. It wasn't really comfortable for them to say, so they'd say, take it away, Chuck. And I would just, I would do a little bit of this like Chuck Berry. And they said that was good enough. So mm-hmm. Chuck stuck, mm-hmm. I guess.
Cool. So the Super D stuff on here is new. That's pretty cool. And then the other stuff is, did you re-record any of the other stuff from the other bands, or you just already had it and you gathered it together?
We had them together. Some mm-hmm. of them needed to be fixed, and that's kind of a nice thing. A lot of the earlier CDs weren't manufactured very well. At least now this is on a nice, glass disc press with made by a nice company out in Oregon called Atomic Disc.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks just like a Hot Wheel car case.
Yeah.
It looks good, and it sounds better than the old ones did, so
mm-hmm.
you can chuck those out the window.
All right. Well, what do you want to do next? What do you guys want to do?
Well, we play for fun up at my Uncle Chris's shop. We call it Perks Place Body Shop. And there's a lot of stock car drivers there. And they like this song that was by the Hoot Owls, another car song called Racing Made a Fool of Me. Local stock car driver, a hungry for fortune and fame. Well, racing is a business, man, you gotta know the rules. Well, you gotta pay attention. Cause there's things about stock car driving you ain't never gonna learn in school. Well, racing made a fool out of me. Bring her down. I took a lot of chances. Man, you know I still got friends. I burned a lot of bridges. I'd do anything to win. But when you're out of luck in money and parts, oh, you ain't got a chance to win. Well, racing made a fool out of me. Well, you know I love the women. but they know I ain't gonna change. Cause I'm a local stock car driver, hungry for fortune and fame. Well, now racing made a fool out of me.
Super D and the Double Chucks doing a Hoot Owl song live from Studio A. And again, getting ready for that show coming up at Beaner Central the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, November 25th. And it starts at 7 o'clock. And is it just you guys? Is anybody
yes,
else?
It's just us from 7 to 10.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to be playing a little more than what's on this album.
Yeah, there'll be a lot more music, some medleys, and just to get a chance to have fun and hang out with Jason Musso of Beaners, who has a lot to do with these. He engineered and recorded all those with Dan Dresser from the Brushstrokes. He engineered them too. So just to hang out with those guys, play music, and there's better parking there for my hot rod friends. The lot next door is open, so don't be afraid to bring your car if you can.
Wow, nice. So yeah, people can come and look at maybe some sweet cars.
They won't have to park too far away.
So I assume you're going to be doing some covers of other cartoons. What are some of the cartoons from other people that you guys
well,
do?
You know, we always do Hot Rod Lincoln. That's a standard. You know, 409.
Maybelline.
Do Maybelline by Chuck Berry. That's a good one. We also do a couple songs I do, Scandinavian Hot Rod, which is based on an old polka song called Scandinavian Hot Shot. Yeah, and instead of Hot Rod Lincoln, I do a song called Minnesota Hot Rod Man, where you try to shoehorn as many lyrics as you can in the 12 bars.
Well, that'll be fun. Well, did I hear a rumor you might have one more you could do?
We sure can. Do we have enough time?
Let's do it.
Let's do this Minnesota Hot Rod Man, and let's start a little quiet since we don't have big amps on the microphones. This is for most car guys can't really do much in the winter, so they have to woodshed on their hot rod. And so this is kind of about a big Scandinavian guy who works on his car and finally brings it out in the spring. Okay, I'll start it without you. Well, way up north in the Minnesota land lives a giant of a fella, half car, half man, built his own hot rod with his own two hands. He's a gear jamming Minnesota hot rod man. Well, way up there, just north of Duluth, well, you may think I'm lying, I'ma tell the truth. He's short on wits, he's long in the tooth, he can ride the clutch till he burns the blues. All winter long, he built that car. He dropped the axle with a new four-bar. Morton stroked her dangerously far. She runs hot on tough to burn the driveway tar. Well, he finally took her out one warm spring night when the northern lights was shining bright. They was doing fine driving up Masaba Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. When all of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a rusty little four-banger passed by. He had a muffler on the back like a coffee can, and he cut off that Minnesota hot rod man. He said, son, don't you make a fool of me, papa, then the taillight's all you can see. So he hit the throttle and he busted the glass. He wound up in the tank and he said, let's go, boy. Well, then the kid heard a sound that he never known. For a minute, he thought his subwoofer was blown. A guy with a nose ring don't understand. You don't cut off that Minnesota hot rod man. Well, the kid pulled on a bomb side. He tried to duck down and hide. You can't get horses from a coffee can. Won't you listen to the Minnesota hot rod man? Well, the kid felt silly for being behind. So he tried to make his tiny little motor whine. But a throttle blast from that hot rod man blew off his little wing and his coffee can. Yeah.
Johnny No Drink just wasn't that tough. So he hit the throttle and made a laugh. The trail of rubber that burst into flame, and a cloud of smoke that spelled his name. He went through the lots like a was it game. All them coffee can mufflers had to hide his shame. He's a giant of a fella, half car, half man. Built his own hot rod with his own two hands. May his pipes be heard throughout the land. Have mercy, he's a Minnesota hot rod.
That's Super D and the Devil Chucks live from Studio A. And again, they have that show CD release for their rally, Super Rally Case collection that's coming out Friday at Beaner Central in Duluth, 7 o'clock. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Christine. Thank you.
Today's live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean. To check out, with help from Cheyenne Vavrina and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.